Thank you.
Three is the magic number.
That's
right. Okay, I've got two poems. One's about Cork and one's about a different place. I won't say where. It's not about Ireland, but it's different. It was a holiday 3 years ago. I actually haven't been on one since. Christmas adventure. Happy Christmas. Well, what is it? Have we lost it? No, not yet, but some have. So sad to see people not care, share, wear, and bear a smile, a laugh, open to chat, befriend, simply communicate. Our goal is to live in harmony with one another. Disharmony is what I sometimes see. Hard to live in a place so cold. Need some love to keep me free and clean. Remember what it's all about. Remember what it's all about. And this is about my bicycle. It's called Ode to My Bicycle. It was destroyed about 4 years ago. Farewell, dear bicycle, 18 years of happiness you brought me, cycling numerous hidden paths and roads to uncover wonderful treasures of delight. You were my bell, my wheels, my pedals, my handlebars, my gears, my frame. In all of just, give or take, 5 minutes, somebody crushed you for kicks. In all of just 5 minutes, destroyed, ruined, after a togetherness of almost 18 years. I had plans for us. But now, all I can do is everything in the name of you.
Thanks so much, Joanne. Next up, please welcome Julie.
This is going to be a tough one to read. It's about my mother who died exactly a year ago. And it's about her wake. It's called The Hunt. Easter died that day. A hollow egg lay in a box in the corner of the living room, the room where she once lived. A family shook to the core, shuffled around the house, like obsessive compulsive ghosts, looking for something meaningful to do. But what can be done when the worst has happened, when Mother Hen lays in a box in the corner of the living room? What can be done when a family's heart is dead and buried in an unmarked grave somewhere in the garden? The garden where she once lived. A memory is hatched as one mother lays in a box in the corner of the living room. Another mother shuffles to a paper bag in the kitchen where she once lived. And inside the bag lay seven golden eggs. A giddy child shakes the ceiling above the box as her mother wearily steps into the sun and enters the breeding jungle. She turns and stands by the window for a while, looking in at the box in the corner of the room. One mother delicately lays the shiny eggs in sporadic hollows among the foliage, and for a split second admires the heartbreaking beauty of it all. When out she runs, the pulse of this house with her corkscrew curls and three-foot smile to sniff out those eggs like a feral fox with a sweet tooth, and the world is forgiven for a moment. A mass is said in the corner of the living room. The priest stands tall and proud above the rattling mourners. He spits his prayers at those who listen. A soft breeze dances around those who don't. When the stars are switched on and all the neighbours gone, a family is left searching in the dark. Reality creeps in the back door as someone steps out for a cigarette. An empty crystal glass slams on a wooden table. The clinking ice cubes melt as demons rise from beds of hops and barley. One mother shudders with terror at the thundering awareness of the fragility of the vessel in the corner of the room. Siblings are ushered to bed with threatening lullabies. One husband refuses to warm his sheets as his love lays cold in a wooden bed made for one, just one more night under the roof of their nest. Who would have guessed, aged just 54, she would fly away? Something caught his eyes through the teary window, so he stepped outside into the breath of the garden. And there he saw it, a golden egg lying under a bush which she once planted.
Great. agree with Julie. Thanks very much. Next up, please welcome Michal Roach.
Two poems actually, for me, which is a bit strange for me, and their peers each is a little strange as well. It's kind of carrying on, really, from the last poem. One is about the child of memory, and the second one is about the way it could live with friends. The first one anyway is called Sweet 16. The orange Gillette with the red 87 Reg is part of half a mile down the road. It's best tomorrow knows nothing. The excitement is uncontainable as I approach. Jump in my side till dawn, we'll be all day moving to grandfather. Grandfather has had the nickname the puzzler as long as I can remember. The nickname says enough for us any more being said. I throw his voice yet. Well, we're going. No, yes. For a spin, she's going to enjoy it anyway. Hear me, lad, spark that there. What's that smell? It's a foreign fag, don't know what it's a funny fag, he snaps. The heat in the car is almost intolerable. Thank God the windows are open. Not only to stay cool, but their grandfather doesn't end up stoned as an ass. One does not know why certain memories stick in the mind. This one is there to our most finest detail of what we are wearing. I leave you off at Banbury's Gate. Good idea, Donna. Their special desk. Here, I'll let you open my side. We'll be all day when we'll be grandfather. That, obviously, was the happy choice of memory. I'm just shaking, I'm getting nervous now. But this one, then he died actually in a car accident about 3 years ago, but it's just the final one for now. The boys are smoking at the door in their black suits and Sunday vests. Unfortunately, today is Friday. There seems to be a serene calm and quietness all around the house and yard. Only the birds singing in cameras can be heard. He was a good man, great guy. Anger flashes. That's not what he said when he was alive, you bastards. Anger swallowed. The coffin has been covered over. The quietness vanishes into a wail of hurt and pain, exuding from every pore of his mother's body. Collected up and turned to tears and returned to earth. The remains are lifted to the hearse. The door closes down with a clang. It's time for the last voyage, and we're not going to be stopping at Banbury's Gate this time.
So there's something about spring where you need to take care of your winter business to move on forward, so that's great. Thanks, guys. Next up, please welcome Stanley.
I don't you didn't attempt to sound in tonight.
I couldn't.
Sorry, not to worry. So just following on from where I was here a fortnight ago, I've written a series of poems that are made up entirely of song titles of a particular artist. I like to remember it afterwards. The last day I can actually tell you the artist from the last one. But this one is made up of Metallica song titles. In the small hours, an unarmed feeling slithers onto the ice, and the Judas kiss begins bleeding me toward the end of the line. Die, die, my darling, say the frayed ends of sanity. Cure the bad seed, purify the wet, fuel the day that never ends until it sleeps and is stone dead forever. What a blackened harvester of sorrow am I, evil, paranoid, frantic, unforgiving. One helpless human holding the shortest straw. So what? Escape. Stop wasting my hate. Stop creeping death into my world, says Prince Charming, my fixer. But it's too late, too late. I fade to black. I disappear through the never-ending dirty window where nothing else matters except the cry of the dead. Now, I did notice as well when I was for some reason I tend to pick artists with some kind of bleak, so I made a real effort to write one that at least sounds a little bit hopeful. This one, tragically, is when he doesn't. Thank the Lord for the night time and the Tennessee moon. because no words will open wide these prison doors, but a solitary man can reminisce for a while at night. O Mary, at night I feel you as if the shelter of your arms has no limits, as if I am a free man in Paris, as if I am right by you back in LA. So save me a Saturday night, save me a Sunday sun, for I'll come running someday, baby. Yes, I will. And we will thank the Lord for the night time forevermore.
Thank you, Jennifer. This is called Aurora Borealis. The beautiful summer evenings of Junetide still fall away into night, and for some time of 5 and 6 hours, its blackness chills to a tradition of living. Yet night time has its own comforts. The sprinting of stars, for example, punctured a captain patterns in mindless design, and the moon's silver skin feels finally free to show off complexion, pretty and interesting, albeit sashed by the space suits of 1,000 spacers. Our tribe, all of it, consider this the perfect time to carry on with the necessary business, eating and drinking, nodding and meeting, all small things done extraordinarily well. All this is done, microbands congregate on abundance of lights, barely flashing. I'm so happy to be here. Life's not made for working. Life starts here and ends only in solidarity and good cheer. Nights are days in hiding, so let us turn to the orange dawn at the end of the sky. From the city, Aurora Borealis, orange and brightening, tells another secret, it will bring up north. This is a very quick one, it's called Liquid Engineering. If you came in today with a handful of flowers, it would not stop her. But I would be so vulnerable as to cast a glance over, so as to make her obliged, even glad, to pass them to me. Thank you. Thanks, Patricia. Next up, please welcome Africa the Gucci.
It's a response to an event of something I read in the paper that occurred in Glasgow. So it's called Red Letter Day, and it's in memory of 3 unknown refugees. Sky and light from this height, so startling and clear. Tied by tribe and fear, they stand on the ledge, choose a final freedom, fly through 100 feet of air, catenated by the wind-slowed red tape of formal forms. By the wind-slowed red tape of final warnings to slip the net closing in on their safe haven. All that's left, dusty footprints on a windowsill, torn safety net fluttering on red road. Darkness wraps around a Glasgow morning as strangers are covered by strangers who mourn. Did the outweighed sun close its eyes for that brief moment?
Next up, we have Terry Dean.
Hello, I'm a student of consciousness these days. So. Rejection, 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 erection. You're pulling me in. Hello, it's me. Just kidding. It was all made up. Pretend. Didn't happen. Did you see me there in the shop? Did you walk the other way with your head down? You just forgot we met, of course. Why didn't I think of that? The night we ate out, the beach, the wine, the party, the walk. Imagined? Was there something on your mind? Something you wanted to say as you lay there next to me in the morning? Feeling, poor thing? You didn't
say anything. Must I make your excuses? Tell you what to do? And me? I'm still here. Still here. Without knowing her. Here? Really is. It feels like an emotional place. Time and space. Surrounded in silence. Do you hear me knocking at your door? Metaphorically, of course. For I would never want to tread on your doorstep uninvited. Not knowing what to expect, how I might be greeted, treated. Are you feeling sorry for yourself, or lying in bed with someone else? Reading a translation of Lorca? Watching the movie channel? Planning the week ahead? With those crazy lions? When those crazy lions come jumping into your head, howling for fire? A wolf! Oh, sorry. When those crazy lions come jumping into your head, howling for fire, their jaws snapping and their eyes watery blue, the juice of life enters their blood and their bones rattle. In the pit of your stomach, the readiness begins. The hunt. A wolf, born of a snake. Hair grows on your face and your fingers extend into claws. Your eyes roll from side to side, and in a scarlet frenzy, you ride your bicycle downhill, scraping your boots on the tar and cement, dragging bags of books and tape, clothes falling. Ask yourself, is this a crime? Making my escape in the dead of night? Leaving this place? When you see a star fall from the sky and land in your eye like a thought, a sign? It's your state of mind, and you know you've just run out of time.
I think there's a market if you could make a kind of anti-greeting card out of that. Then the next day. Brilliant. Thanks very much, Terry. Okay, next up we have Grant. I can't remember his cheeky sir.
Burgess.
Grant Burgess, no, but he's got a special nickname that I can't remember.
Well,
Zombies being grizzly bears.
Something about sympathy.
Sympathy poet, but there's a worse one.
It was inappropriate.
Grant, inappropriate grizzly bear Burgess.
I will totally take inappropriate grizzly bear. That's a good SVK. Really?
Yeah.
This is called funny. Now I can't read a serious poem. But I'm going to. And this is called Prometheus. Baby, there's no shame in shaking or waking up birdless with no morning song on the kitchen floor. No door too dark to knock lightly, or knock down when you're locked in or locked out. Or no snow blindness so perfect that your brother death or headlights on the crest become mirages through your steaming breath. No, baby, there's no winter so winsome that spins through its spirals of ice no trace of spring. And no spring so full of spitting skies and half-dried eyes that it keeps us cloistered when the summer comes and our cheeks become dry. And there's no TV show or old man throwing salt into the sea with his shoes on the shore that can stay your voice from singing, I'm not sleepy and there is no place I'm going to. But each morning dives that buzzard to pull your liver and you laugh and laugh because you'd never give that fire back. Thanks.